Representative Tyler, I believe you had a question next.
In light of the fact that 40 pounds was mentioned, am I correct in assuming that when an arrest is made, the product is confiscated?
Mr. Chairman, other distinguished members of the committee, my name is Lieutenant Dale Sproul. I'm with the Maine Marine Patrol. I'd be more than happy to attempt to answer any questions that you have. In most situations, the answer to that question would be yes. We have a policy with the state by statute that live product that we seize can be liberated back into the waters from whence they came alive. So the simple answer is that 90% of the time, and I really can't think of any situations right off where it wouldn't be, but the assumption is that it would be.
Well, then a $2,000 fine means something, but if you get $80,000 worth of product, $2,000 is dropped in the pocket.
And that's, if I can just elaborate just a little bit, and that's the problem that we had last year. This, as you all know, has been said over and over, that this is a very lucrative and very profitable endeavor. And what we found 3 years ago, when the price was $900 a pound, that's when some of our illegal activity really, really rose to the, you know, came up in advance. Last year, it was an attempt to deter that with the fines. And I think the original intent from the industry was to put that fine at $2,000 to make it so that somebody wouldn't go out there and eat illegal fish. Unfortunately, last year, right out of the gate, the Elvis season was just phenomenal. The Elvis were running like crazy. It was nothing to catch 10, 20, 30 pounds a night. And the price started out, I think it was like $1,700 it started out, and it wasn't very long before it went over $2,000. What we found real quick is that people didn't care about the fine. It was a cost of doing business and a very, very small cost of doing business. And we made, I think the number's in the ballpark of 300 summonses written last year. Just about half of those were for no licenses. And of that, we had a fair amount of individuals that were second and third offense. The problem, and last year they put into effect that the second offense, once adjudicated in, on the first offense, would become a criminal violation. Problem is, as we all know, the court system can lag behind at times, and a lot of those cases were adjudicated after the Elvis season ended. We had a handful of people that had multiple violations. We had one individual, I think we wrote him 16 summonses. We had two different individuals that I can think of right off quick that we caught them one night. Within 2 hours, couldn't arrest them, gave them a civil violation, sent them on their way. Within 2 hours, they were right back fishing again. Still couldn't arrest them. So it was quite a hindrance. So I think, and this is nothing new. I mean, this has been going every few years. The Elvis season will come up a little bit, and when it comes up to a profit, you know, it's a gold mine mentality. So personally, I think this would be, it's another tool for us. I think it's important to note that years ago, all of our crimes were Class D crimes. I don't know just what year it was. It's probably been, what, five, six, at least, probably even longer than that, when we started decriminalizing some of these. And the thought at the time was is that we were starting to have more trials. It was, you know, it was a drag on the courts. So if we put these a lot of these license issues down to a civil violation, there'd be less trials, less draw on the courts, and it would be, you know, it would be a simpler process. At last year, right after the beginning of the season, we realized that for this particular situation, that was an issue. So I mean, we've been started down this road last year right after the season, and here we are today.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We've had several hands up. This committee is more used to criminal charges, dealing with drugs and stuff. If we look at the crime of dealing cocaine. You know, if you make a $250 fine and lost your driver's license, it's worth taking the chance. Put them in jail for 5 years, it's not taking the chance out of it. And that's kind of what you guys over in Marine Resources look at, different product, the same crime. Senator Drew Trumbull, then Senator Marks, or Representative Marks. I'm going to get a straight sooner or later.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Lieutenant, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, thank you. The only reason I ask is because the senator runs a tight ship, and we have to ask a question. But I got more of a statement, so I got my question out of the way. My concern is that if we implement this Class D, and we stop putting all these people in jail, because obviously right now they don't care about the fine. It's so lucrative that it doesn't matter. We stop putting in jail, and now our jails become overbooked with Passamaquoddy members. To me, that's just a concern of how we control that.
Can I respond to that?
You sure can,
sir. I mean, this we started down this road last year, so I just would like to explain that this has nothing to do with the Passamaquoddy situation. It was real clear to us, as I stated earlier, last year, right out of the gate, we realized that we were going to have a problem with multiple violators and violators violating multiple times. It's such a lucrative business that the fine amount alone just doesn't cut it. And is this the solve-all? Is this going to stop the poaching? Unfortunately, no. I wish it would. But I do feel that with the fine, as well as the potential for getting arrested, it's going to keep that individual that's right on the line on the right side of the line.
And I'd like to just follow up real quick. There was no disrespect in my comment towards the tribal members. I know it involves many people. I know a lot of focus has just been around them. I just want to make that clear on the record. Thank you.
I'm going to call on Senator Plummer, who's been very patient with me.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm not sure at what point we're at. It may surprise people that I would disagree with Representative Wilson. Initially, I would have said, I would have suggested maybe trying a Class E crime. But hearing the evidence that's been presented here, I think that's not going to do what Marine Resources wants to do. And I'm not committing that I would support this when it comes to the floor of the body, but I think they have demonstrated to us that a Class D crime is appropriate. My hope was that perhaps the fiscal note would be somewhat altered by the fine offsetting the jail time, but I think they're aware that there could be a fiscal note on this for the jail time. So I guess I don't have a problem giving them my blessing to go ahead with the bill as they've presented it.
You know, I have something to do with clams over the years, and when I see a violation of minimum size for soft shell clams, it's a Class D crime. Well, believe me. Senator, Representative Marks, did you have another question at whatever title I give you?
Yes, Congressman.
I stopped laughing. When we vote, are we going to vote to concur or not concur or up or down or how?
Well, we're just going to have a recommendation go down, and we're going to vote on that recommendation. They're going to go on with their work, and it'll come to the floor on Tuesday, I'm sure. And it'll be dealt with by the legislature. As far as the bill and the content of the bill, we're going to just send down our recommendation. We might have a divided recommendation, I guess, like anything else, but we're just going to send them a recommendation, go forth and multiply.
Thank you. I totally understand where you are, and this probably should have happened last year. For my seatmate, give him a few examples of short clams, taking lobsters without a license. What are those classes?
Those
to give him an idea of crimes.
And more importantly,
Representative, more importantly, I can go one further. I think one better than that. We talk about light crimes. Elba harvesting during the closed period is currently a Class D crime. Illegal setting of nets and traps, currently a Class D crime. Elba fishing during the closed period, currently Class D crime. So a lot of our Elba laws already are Class D crimes. Again, it's the licensing issue that dropped back to a civil to try to help years ago all of our licensing back to civil. So, but in this case, it is important to bump it back.